Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Very excited about having John Horvat II on the show. John Horvat has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the years. He's a scholar, a researcher, an educator, international speaker, author of Return to Order, also co-author of Lighting the Way, and he's here to talk to us about the us versus them scenario that we've got going on in America these days and the toxic nature of that. And we're going to talk about the origins of it as well. John Horvat, welcome back.
Great to be back.
It's good to have you back. So I have to say that when I few presidential funerals impacted me the way George H.W. Bush's did. I mean, I knew he was you know, obviously very old. I knew he wasn't long for this world, and even when I heard the news that he was dead, it didn't impact me until over the days that it took for the whole process to play out. Two things happened. Number one, I felt like I was burying my parents all over again. You know what I mean? I felt like this is the end of an era. And it is. It is in the mirror. The other thing that I thought as we were going through how he lived his life, how he conducted himself, in his own 4 years as president, and then juxtapose that behavior with how the first 4 years of the Clinton administration, and to me, that's easy for me to mark where we are today in our dysfunction, our political dysfunction, and our national lack of civility in politics. I mark it with the advent of the Clinton administration, with those two, Bill and Hillary, on the national stage. I lay it at their feet more than anything else. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you see just a changeover because – well, before the Clintons, you still had statesmen, or what were called statesmen, you know, people.
Bush was the last great American statesman, wasn't he?
I think so, yeah. And, well, a statesman, by definition, he serves the country. And what you see now are politicians that are letting the country serve them. And it's a very selfish attitude, you know. It's what can I get out of the system?
Mm-hmm. Well, and it in the Clintons' case, how can you watch them operate without seeing a lack of values? And it seems that everything started with them based on their requirement of protecting Bill from his antics, from his behavior, his sexual behavior. Everybody, if anything was being exposed, whoever was talking about it automatically became the arch enemy, somebody who has to be dealt with, who has to be minimized, reduced, maybe killed, who knows. But I mean, that's a big difference. And what does it say about America that we allowed that to happen?
Right, exactly. We get the leaders we deserve, and
De Tocqueville,
you know,
said that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's become the modus operandi in a lot of business, a lot of academia, a lot of, well, all over the country. And so should we really be surprised? I think we are surprised because, you know, these kind of things shouldn't happen. And it goes so much against the American grain.
Well, it is unproductive. It is ugly. It's toxic. It's caustic. Mm-hmm. And the inability of people to have a discussion without somebody getting mad. I mean, I've lost friends not because I said I supported Trump, which I don't always, but because they thought I did. Mm-hmm. I've had people who were on the progressive left side who were friends of mine, had been for years, who just literally vaporized in my life because they presumed that I would be a Trump supporter. And that just could not
right.
be, that could not be part of that. Now, that it doesn't get any worse than that, does it?
No, it's assumptions. It's in this fast-paced world, everybody just says no. I can't. They don't think it out. They don't think of the consequences of things. And I think we're feeling that. You know, that calm style that George H.W. Bush somehow represented. You know,
but also, but what about this? What about what's already gone before? Why isn't that worth something? Why isn't what's gone before? What you've known about me before, I've known about you before. Why isn't that worth something? I want to talk about that when we come back after the break with John Horvath. Ladies and gentlemen, the book is called...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.